Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
As you move deeper into God's Word, choose to make every prayer a statement of faith. Join Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearsons today on the Believer's Voice of Victory to strengthen your faith steps to prosperity.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Pastor George is here with some more great wisdom from the Word of God about prospering. I like to prosper.
I do too. Mm-hmm. And I've learned so much from you and Kenneth about prospering. Terry and I live a good life, and we have experienced the goodness of God because of what we've learned.
Yes.
And one of the mission statements of Kenneth Copeland Ministries is that we are to teach the laws that govern supernatural abundance and prosperity, yes. And that is what we are doing here today.
Think about how the church gave the devil the upper hand when they pushed poverty or...
That's exactly
fought
right.
Fought against the prosperity.
Yeah.
They fought against the prosperity
They did.
Message.
They
Some
did.
Of them did. Ask me
they
how
did.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
And think about what you were doing. You were just saying, here, devil, take all this and,
yeah.
And the church can just stay poor and
yep.
Have old buildings and not the things they need and so on.
Well, I appreciate...
But we found out better.
I appreciate you answering the call to that. It wasn't easy. Hasn't been easy.
No.
But...
You know, a lot of people really fought the prosperity, as you probably remember, message.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But it takes... It was worth the effort.
To do what we do, it takes finances. To do the things that we are doing here in television, it takes money to do that.
How many people we have on staff? 460 or something
Yeah,
like that.
Something like that.
You know, those people, they expect to get paid.
That would be nice.
Think about it.
That would be nice.
It takes money to do things.
It really does.
And God's got it.
He really does.
If you'll let Him in, if you'll believe God for your prosperity and the things you need, you know, you just may be paying for the rent and whatever and having trouble.
Yeah.
But wherever
yeah.
you are, if you'll get in on the Word of God and begin to study God's prosperity, you can increase and you can go wherever you believe.
That's right. That's right.
In Jesus' name.
And there's a way.
As long as God's first, you're a tither, you're a sower. And that's how you get blessed.
There is a way, Gloria, to be able to go from faith to faith in believing God. We are to mature in the things of the Word of God. We are to grow in the development of our faith. And that's what we're talking about here. We are talking about how to get your prayers answered.
Yes.
What are the steps, the faith steps do we take in order to see the manifestation of the things that we believe for?
That's right.
Gloria, all of the notes that we're doing on this broadcast are available right now online, kcm.org. Go to the picture of Gloria and me, click onto it, and it'll take you to the notes. Not just these notes on prosperity, but all all of the over 250 notes that we have done.
That's 250 sermons.
250 sermons on prosperity that you can get absolutely free, and those are available to them right now.
That's right. If you're too lazy to go there,
yeah.
Then that's your problem. But if you want to increase, you need to know what God says about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you find out what He says about it, then your faith comes for what He says about
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
And you begin to increase and you begin to be a tither and a sower and a haver.
That's right.
Is there such a word as that? There is.
You just
now.
Made one up haver. And I'll take
We're
it.
Havers.
Haver. We are havers.
Yeah. I've been a haver and I've been a have-notter.
Have-notter.
And a haver is much, much more wonderful. Hallelujah.
I'd rather be a haver and not a have-notter.
I got to write that down.
Man, we just get so much revelation on this broadcast. It comes from everywhere. Well,
are
listen.
Are you a haver?
Are you a haver or a have-notter? I'm a haver. We are talking about these faith steps, and let's go through them one more time. We started with step one, and if you've not been watching the broadcast, go back and you can see it on kcm.org. All of these are available on demand. You can go back and study them. But we've been talking about the faith steps, and the faith steps really came out of a teaching of Brother Hagin and Brother Copeland about this, and I just took those things and I organized them into a these broadcasts that we have. And these are things, Gloria, that you and I have heard from Brother Hagin and Brother Copeland for years and years. Here are the steps. Number one, decide what you want from God. Be specific about what you're believing for. Step two, locate scriptures that promise you what you want from God. Step three, get those scriptures firmly fixed down in your heart.
In your spirit.
In your spirit. How do you do that? You meditate on the Word. You read the Word. You listen to the Word. You enter into a total immersion program.
That's right. You absorb the Word.
You absorb the Word. And you know something, Gloria, about that? Terry and I really do live a lifestyle of total immersion in the Word. We are constantly listening to the Word of God. And this is really interesting. We are watching the news less and less and less. We would come home from work and immediately turn on Fox, and we would watch Fox, and we had all the people that we watched. And we watched, basically what they do is they repeat the same crisis in each broadcast that goes on. Well, when this election, the last election cycle began, we made a decision. We started watching the news, and one of us would turn to the other and say, let's just turn that off. And it became to us to where we would say, let's watch Brother Hagin, or let's go to BVOVN and let's watch that instead. And it's become more and more and more to where, you know, sometimes they'll turn the news on and look at it for a couple of minutes and that's it. That's it. Total immersion. That's what the Believers Conventions are all about. That's what the Victory Campaigns are all about. The upcoming Victory Campaign in Branson is all about becoming totally immersed in the Word of God. That is what you have to do to get those, to get the Word of God down on the inside to where that's all it comes out. When the devil puts pressure on us, when the devil puts the squeeze on us, the only thing that comes out should be the Word of God.
Right.
When he's squeezing us at that time and challenging us, the only thing we should say is, by the stripes of Jesus, I am healed.
Right.
What is ever on the inside is going to come out onto the outside. So that was step number three. Step number four, ask God for what you want, and believe you receive when you pray.
Take it. When you pray.
Take it. The moment you say amen, Father, we come before you and we believe that we receive our home, our debt-free home in the name of Jesus. And we set ourselves in agreement on it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, you know that word means so be it.
So be it. Oh, that's good.
So you're taking it. You're doing the right
thing.
So
be it.
But if you don't have the revelation of taking it, then it doesn't count for much. But if you know, when you say amen, and I just like to say so be it. Because
yes, that's good.
That talks to me more.
So be it.
You have settled the issue.
That's good, Gloria.
So be it.
Instead of amen being like a tagline.
That's right.
Amen.
That's
I think we'll start doing that. I think we'll start saying amen, so be it.
I like that.
It belongs to me.
Amen.
Now, that's steps 1 through 4. Steps 5 through 10, now these are the things that you do right after you say, so be it, amen. It is so crucial. The first words that you say, the first things that you do, you can really stop your harvest after you say amen, and then you start saying, well, I guess it didn't work. I guess it's not happening. Time is going by. I'm not seeing anything. Mm-hmm. What you are doing is you are shutting down the movement of the Spirit that's taking place, because when you release your faith and you declare it, something in the spirit realm is changing. Something in the realm of the Spirit is happening. Roots are beginning to dry up from the underground to the top.
What do you do? Water your seed.
You water. You got to water it. You got to take care of it. It's ridiculous for a farmer to go out there and sow his seed in the field and then get up the next morning and say, I guess it's not working. I don't see anything. And he goes out there and digs the seed up and says, well, I guess that seed's not working.
See, that seed didn't work.
We've got to plant that seed.
Yeah.
And then we have to do these things. And this is what we've talked about on step 5. You've got to refuse to allow doubt and fear to enter into your consciousness.
That's right.
So you got into a, you got to get into
these a, are great steps.
Get into a serious mode about this, serious faith mode about it. There's joy in this, but there's also a press. Yeah. A press. And it's not
diligence.
A diligence. That's
word.
A better way to put it. It's diligence. You've got to be due diligence on your faith.
Yes, amen.
Step six. See yourself succeed and not fail. I see myself succeeding. I see myself walking in good success. Mm-hmm. I see that second Citation 10 landing on our property.
Yes,
I see
amen.
The buildings that we need. I see the bills being paid. I see it. If, like Keith Moore said, if you can see it, you can have it.
That's right. That's exactly
Brother
right.
Savelle said, if you can conceive it, you can receive it.
I like that.
I like
too.
That one,
yeah,
don't you?
Yeah.
That's good. That's good. If you can conceive it, you can believe it, and you can receive
I
it.
I believe it too.
Then we talked about in step seven yesterday, give God continual praise and thanksgiving. Just give God continual praise. You know, we used the football analogy yesterday, and thanksgiving carries the ball down the field. And it carries mm-hmm. it faster and faster yeah. to where you can become so developed that when they kick the ball off and you start your first play, on that first play, you throw a long pass and it goes all the way down, the receiver catches it, there's a touchdown. You can get better and better. Just like a football team can get better and better through practice, we can get better and better in receiving through practice in the Word of God.
That's right.
So we are talking today now about this step number eight. Make every prayer a statement of faith. We have made, yeah. we have prayed the prayer of faith. Now what we need to do is from that point forward, every prayer that we pray is now a statement of faith affirming what we already have.
Our thanksgiving for what we've already
thanksgiving for what
received.
We already have.
Yeah. We've already received it.
Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13. And it says there in part A on your, you can look on, because I have it here on the okay. sheet. A1 in the notes, we having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore we speak. What we say after we say amen is extremely crucial and important to the
Absolutely.
Outcome.
Yes.
Life
yes.
and death are in the power
That's
of the
right.
tongue. And we can...
Victory or defeat.
Victory
is in the
or
power
defeat
of the tongue.
Is in the power of the tongue. This is where, and these are, some of these things are what I learned through Sister Copeland, Brother Copeland, Kenneth E. Hagin. This is where the battle is won or lost. In the words that we speak, in the words that we declare. We can lose it right there.
That's right.
We can come out of that prayer time, we can say amen, and the first person we talk to, they say something discouraging to us, and then you start to go down. People can feel themselves going down. And when Terry and I, we have made a practice of this over the years in our conversations with each other. If we're facing a challenge and we've been, well, we use our house as an example.
Yeah.
We use it a lot as an example, but we have been in times when we're renovating the house and we stop because the money stopped. So we're waiting, believing, and she might get discouraged about it. But the words that I speak over her, I'll lift her up. I'll get discouraged. She'll speak words of faith over me. It'll lift her up. And there are times when we find ourselves going in the spiral of defeat, that when a plane is spiraling downward and the conversation is getting worse and worse and you're talking yourselves into doubt and unbelief, somebody at that point has to get a hold of that plane.
What are you doing?
Plane.
You're voluntarily giving up
yeah.
the situation.
Yeah, you're right.
Voluntarily giving up the situation.
Voluntarily.
Let the devil have your yeah. words about a matter.
And one of us has to get a hold of that
The yoke,
and bring it back up.
That's right.
And we'll do it with each other. I'll stop the conversation and say, but in the name of Jesus, that money is coming in.
We just start to pray right there.
Money in the, we call you in. We received you when we prayed, and we call you in Jesus' name. And what we do at the moment with our words are so important. That's why
Satan
Brother Hagin.
Think about it.
Yeah.
He comes to steal your words. If he can get your words, he can get your situation. He can get control of the whole thing.
You said it right there.
Control of your body, control of your money, control of your kids. If he can get your words over your situation.
That's right.
What is he anyway? No, it doesn't belong to him, but he happens to be a thief. That's his
that's
title.
That's right. And if he can get your words, he's got you.
That's right.
If he can discourage you, disappoint you.
He's come to kill, steal, destroy.
That's right.
Kill, steal, destroy.
Yep.
And he has to have your cooperation to do those things.
Yep.
Of course, if you're ignorant of the word and you don't know what it says, you're just open territory.
Sure. Sure.
You need to find out. If you don't know, you need to find out what the Bible says, because it gives you the victory. It says this, faith is the victory that overcomes the world.
Yes, it is.
Glory to God.
It is. And we have to do just like David did. David encouraged himself in the Lord. They were in a really bad situation. They burned the city that they were in. They took the wives and the children. And then he was with a group of people that wanted to stone him. Right in the middle of that, he encouraged himself in the Lord. And when he encouraged himself in the Lord, and when you speak, words will lift you up. Words will encourage you. You can go through a time of self-encouragement, and that's what David did. And David got so encouraged, he went before the Lord and inquired and said, "And shall we pursue and recover all? What do you want us to do?" And the Lord told him, you pursue them. You recover everything. So we have to do that, and that's what the spirit of faith is all about.
That's right.
I believed, therefore have I spoken.
Yes.
We also believe, and therefore we speak.
Praise
now
God.
In point three, we can make statements of faith as easily as we can make statements of unbelief. It is our choice.
It's our choice. That's what you never want to forget.
I learned from Brother Copeland that we are operating in a word system. We have no choice. We have no choice of the fact that we are operating in a word-controlled system.
That's just the way it is.
That's the way it is. But we do have a choice of what words we speak.
That's right.
That's the difference.
And so we can control the situation.
We can control the situation.
By our words.
Yep. Point number four.
Agree with the Word of God.
It is thinking faith thoughts and saying faith words that leads us out of defeat into victory.
That's right.
And then once we pray the prayer of faith, we never need to pray that prayer again. We never need to pray that prayer again.
What do you do then, George?
Then what we do is we begin to speak the Word of God. And like Brother Hagin said, every prayer from that point out is now a statement of your faith.
And thanksgiving.
I believe.
Because the Word says, believe you receive when you pray.
Yep.
Well, that word receive is take. So in Greek, take it when
take
you
it.
Pray.
Yes, ma'am.
And then keep it. And then keep
Gotta
it.
Keep, and you keep,
and
it
then
with,
keep it.
You keep it with thanksgiving. You keep it with your words.
Amen.
You keep it by getting your thoughts in line. And the scripture the Lord gave me for this one, you know, there's a scripture in Matthew 6, verse 7. It says, but when you pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Well, the Lord showed me something about that scripture, Gloria, that vain repetitions can also be asking the same thing over and over and over again. Oh, Lord, we need a house. We need a house. Mm-hmm. We need a house.
Right.
When you pray it once, you've prayed it. From that point on,
it's
whatever.
It's Thanksgiving from that point on.
Thanksgiving from that point on.
When you pray, if you don't believe you receive it, or as the Greek would say, if you don't take it when you pray, you didn't get it.
Here's how ridiculous it is. Gloria, would you hand me this apple and say, George, would you like an apple?
George, you want a green apple?
Thank you. Then I take it, but then it would be ridiculous for me to say, Gloria, can I have a green apple?
Yeah.
And you say, well, I gave you one. Gloria, can I have a green apple? That would be obnoxious for me to do that all day
please
long.
Please don't do that.
No, all day long you do that. Can I have a green apple? Can I have a green apple? Well, that's what a vain repetition is.
I would say, George, take that green apple and stuff it down your throat. Quit talking to me about green apples. Don't you know the Lord gets tired of hearing
I
that?
Know, but that's... That's
a, not carnal.
When you're asking for the same thing over and over and over and over again, that's a vain repetition.
Yeah.
It's vain because it's useless.
So you believe, you ask the Lord
you
for
ask
it.
You ask the Lord for
you
it.
You believe you receive it right then.
Yep, yep,
you
yep.
take it right now.
Right then.
And you keep it till you're eating it, living in
That's
it, driving
right.
it, healed in your body.
And what
body.
Do? You every prayer that you pray from that point on, Father, I want to thank you.
Yes.
I want to thank you for
thank
our house.
You.
I want to thank you. And you can write down the day that you prayed the prayer, whatever the, if it was January 1st of 2017. Lord, I thank you that on January 1st, 2017, my wife and I, we set ourselves in agreement for that new home. We are not coming out of agreement. We remind you of that agreement,
thank
and we
you
thank
for
you for it.
Yes,
we praise you.
You
for it.
Thank
and let me
just
quote a couple of people here about that. We've got 2 minutes left. Smith Wigglesworth said, and this is at the bottom of your page,
okay.
Smith Wigglesworth said, if you pray 7 times for any one thing, you prayed 6 times in unbelief. How about that one?
That's good.
And then turn to your next page. And
but then also you have to be careful after you pray not to speak unbelief.
Not to speak unbelief and nullify the effects of your prayer.
Uh-huh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's a challenge.
That's a challenge. Okay, your next page, if you look here at the top, Andrew Murray, quoting Andrew Murray, it is not good to ask God for the same thing over and over again. If what you have prayed for hasn't materialized and you do pray again, don't pray for it again the same way. That would be unbelief. Remind God that you asked Him for it. Remind Him what His Word says. Put in Him in remembrance of His promise. Tell Him you're expecting it and thank Him for it.
Yeah,
that's a really
that's
good
a
quote.
That thank Him for
thank
it.
Thank Him for it. Thank Him for it. Don't dig up your seed by saying it didn't work. That contradicts your own faith. Don't nullify your faith by asking over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And
in the
1 minute
right.
that we have left, let me share this testimony that Brother Hagin shared. A woman who had a daughter with epilepsy. She contacted Brother Hagin and said she was bringing her daughter to his meeting. She said they had already prayed and claimed their daughter's healing. She said, "Can I still bring her?" Brother Hagin said, "Yes, under the right conditions." He said, "Before you come up to the healing line, tell the Lord, I'm not going up there like some of the others. I'm going up there for Brother Hagin to agree with us that we already have what we believe." They stayed in faith by praying the prayer of agreement according to Matthew 18, 18 and 20. They went to the meeting. They went up to Brother Hagin. We're the ones that talked to you. Brother Hagin said, "I set myself in agreement with the prayer that you prayed." And from that moment on, the girl never had a seizure.
Praise God.
Believe That's how
it
works.
Believe you receive. Take it when you pray.
Yep.
And don't let go of it.
Don't let go.
Till it's finished.
Till it's done.
Manifestation's there.
Yep.
George and I'll be right back.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And remember, Jesus is Lord.